All right. Good morning. My name is Felicia Moore. I'm chair of the Committee on Council. To my right is Council Member Mary Norwood. We have three members, I think, that are en route, and one other that is not going to be here, and another we're not quite sure of. So we don't have a quorum, but we do. We'll go as long as we can. At 11:30, I will. If we don't have a quorum, we'll have to sort of end the meeting and do this at another time. But we did have someone on the phone who was a part of one of the presentations that we had. And so I would ask that we go ahead, if Mr. Howard is okay with waiting. Or did you want to do your comment now, Mr. Howard?
Madam Chair, I can either wait or do it now.
I think you can wait. Maybe okay. You'll have more members to be here.
Listen, okay.
So we'll go on to our presentation at this point since we don't have a quorum. Who's giving the presentation? Ms. Walden, are you giving the presentation? Okay. So, Mr. Howard, you want to fill some time? Oh, okay. All right. Okay, we're going to have to figure a way to do this so that we're not the only ones looking. Okay, so will the public will be able to see it on the screen. Okay, good. Hello. Okay, great. Right now, it's just myself and another colleague, but we are here, and we're ready for the presentation. Are you all going to start with the staff, or... is he going to start?
Well, first let me introduce him. His name is Lee Pappas of Acela, and he's representing the company that we purchased our software from, MinuteTrack, which is enabling us to support eBoardroom, or now known as Digital Boardroom. And as of January, we conducted some Digital Boardroom testing. So Digital Boardroom is the aspect of ELMS that allows the council members to electronically vote using our current technology. And we had a few issues, and Mr. Pappas is here to address some of those.
Okay. Mr. Pappas, you've got the floor from virtual world here. Good to see you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Councilman. I first want to thank the council. I'm out the clerk's office as well as working with us.
So was there a list that was provided to them? Because I don't know that we...
A list of issues?
Yes.
Yes. And they're working on that list now.
What I'm saying, does the council, have we seen the list?
No, you have not.
When are we going
to get... I have a copy in the presentation if you'd like to get a copy of the presentation or just a copy of the
I think issue. We need to quickly go through the presentation so while we have him here, if we have any individual issues. Address it. Please feel free from AIM now, or from our communications, council communications, or anybody else that needs to chime in, please chime in. So okay. Let's go through the presentation quickly.
Okay, the electronic legislative management system is, again, like I said at last meeting, a three-phase project. Phase one was the design and to train and to test all users on the system. And that took, we started, I believe, in 2011, designing the templates and getting everything to mirror the current legislative process that we do here in Atlanta. Phase two was to, of course, start the agenda minutes portion of the project, where the meeting clerks could actually build agendas and take minutes. And now, as you see on these, the new technology in this room, we also show the agenda to the in-room public, as well as we have a web portal design that is out for the public to see, the general public. Phase three is now what we're embarking on, and that's digital boardroom. That's now giving the council members their interaction with ELMS and what they'll do with the technology that we put in the committee room and in the council chamber. They'll be able to electronically vote on screen. In the council chamber, you do electronically vote, but that's a different system. We're going to phase that particular system out, and now you'll be able to electronically vote in the council chamber and in here in committee room one. Once we did the testing in January, that's when we ran into a few issues that Lee and the team at Acela are addressing. These are a few on the board now that need to be addressed before we can go live with the boardroom.
Okay, could you just point them out one by one? And I want to just ask Mr. Pappas if he could let us know how they addressed them or if it was addressed.
Okay.
But the first one is
the display to the council members' desktop and the in-room audience display. During the test, we noticed that we could, of course, view the legislative item that we're considering, but we could not view the motion on that item. As it was stated, in a perfect world, we kind of know what the motion is at the point, and sometimes you don't. It could be a motion to amend, a motion to adopt, or adopt on substitute, and that was not displaying with the item. And they're working to resolve that issue.
Let's hear from Mr. Pappas and see if he... And we're joined by Council Member...
Absolutely, I appreciate that. This is, and I don't want to call this issue, this is actually enhancement. What we realize in working with the clerk's office is exactly as Ms. Walden was saying, that items do change, where you will have a motion or a change in motion on an item. So what we're currently doing right now is developing an additional aspect or an enhancement to the system that will better suit the needs of Atlanta. So that's in our current development sprint now.
Okay. What's
bullet two, the ability to select multiple items. Currently, if it's a consent agenda item and everything is on one consent agenda, we can definitely vote on that. But, for instance, when we take items such as communications or zoning items as a group, there was no way to select all of those items and vote on them with a single vote and not have those items displayed. That's the other issue, that's the second issue that we're working on.
Okay, Mr. Pappas.
And again, yes, that what we realize is the importance outside of a consent vote was the importance in Atlantis Council to select multiple items. We're looking to not only give that ability, but to enhance it in such a manner that it makes sense for the council members as well as the citizens that are viewing the meeting. So that is in our current sprint with a very high priority to make sure we can have that in place for the council.
Next item, downloading files and starting digital boardroom. That we noticed took a long time to start. E-boardroom typically takes about 10 minutes from the start of an agenda or the start of recording minutes to begin, and we're trying to shrink that startup time.
Mr. Pappas?
Now, obviously, the city of Atlanta has a larger agenda than a lot of smaller cities. This isn't a problem, but we're working now in tandem with the information department in Atlanta, as we're not experiencing this across the board in some of our other larger agencies. So what we're going to do is we've actually put in a designated task force to kind of work with the networking team locally, as well as my server response team, to kind of see what the traffic is and what we can do to better the communication to speed up that time frame.
Did you want AIM to speak to that as well?
Someone from AIM, could you respond to being sure that we're just trying to make sure everything is as we're being stated, that someone is working on this issue with them. Yeah, it might be easier if you all just come up and sit down so that way he can see you. And good morning. You need to redo that.
Vijay Goganeni, AIM. So we've been working with the vendor for the last 2.5 months. And as far as all the testing that's been done, we've validated up until last week that there's not a networking issue that we can identify that's preventing any sort of traffic going back and forth between their server and our network. The action items that we've completed last week was we validated the upload and download speeds from a specific computer within the chambers. And the speeds are really good. They're about 90 meg up and down. They've asked us to whitelist the domain, which means any traffic that's going back and forth between their servers and our computers down in the chambers, they are flagged as okay. So there's no filtering or no stoppage of traffic between their side and our side. So we've whitelisted the domain as well. So as far as we can see, there's not really a networking issue at hand, not that we know of.
So if there's not a networking issue, Mr. Pappas, are you seeing that there may be an issue on your side, or is this just a mystery?
We have worked with Vijay, and he has. We did receive that information on Friday of last week, showing their network speeds. Typically, when you look at that, you know, that's the first step in uncovering, is there something going on with downloading of the information? The second step is to kind of correlate that with what we're seeing on our servers. I'm not fearing that the downloading speeds or the size of the files are going to be a problem, but we need to make sure that that step is taken to ensure that there's no sort of communication delay. As typically, we can exhaust and spin wheels trying to find out why it would take so long, and then we find out that packets are being inspected because obviously it's coming into the city's firewall. So with that addressed, we'll be able to kind of go on to phase two with just that aspect for the downloading of the file.
Okay, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens because we haven't resolved that one. The next one, Ms.
And the reason that one is so vital is because sometimes your committee meetings overlap. Even this meeting, Committee on Council, may overlap time in the council chamber. But when they overlapped in this room, then that means your meeting clerks would have to shut down one meeting and then download the files for the next meeting, which, again, may cause you maybe 10 or 20 minutes wait. The next issue was the public speaker's ability to sign in on various issues. In the council chamber right now, the public speakers sign up and they only speak at one section of the agenda, the very first part of the meeting. In the committee room in here, some chairs allow public speakers to sign up at any various point on the agenda. That is not capable right now with e-board or digital boardroom, and that's another issue that Mr. Pappas and his team are addressing.
Okay, and I just want to ask, in that instance,
this has been addressed or brought to the top of the list. Obviously, we understand that the citizens of Atlanta would like to speak on multiple items. This has been raised to the highest level of urgency to have this completed. It is not as an aspect of not working, but working better. They should be allowed to sign up for as many sections as they want, and I expect a very fast turnaround time on this completion.
Okay. All right, because I was going to say, it just seemed to me that as the item comes up, you couldn't just manually type the person's name if they can't.
That's what they're currently doing now, manually typing the name.
But you're trying to get more of a permanent fix, but I think the manual is still good because somebody may not sign up for something and hear something that they might decide they want to pop up to, so that you still have both abilities.
Right. The other issue is that we plan to have kiosk available for the public speakers to sign in. That makes it easier for the minutes clerk taking the minutes to just drag and drop the name versus manually typing them in each time someone stands up to speak.
Okay. Next item.
The last item is that the council member speaker queue title reformats. That means when you as a council member signs up to speak, then the title across the top, such as this title, Digital Boardroom, would go away. But you still want the current item that you're considering to stay at the top, regardless of you all signing up to speak in a speaker queue. That's another issue that Mr. Pappas is addressing.
Mr. Pappas.
Thank you. This occurred, we realized when working with Atlanta, we had a lot of very high definition, high resolution photographs of the council. We love the pictures, but in the reformatting and changing the format of the picture sizes, what we realized it was doing was putting constraints on the title. Right now that's being adjusted. We're going to tell the picture sizes to kind of stay as a static, and that won't affect the title at all. So that should be turned around very quickly.
Thank you. We're joined by also Council Member Cleta Winslow. We do have a quorum, so the meeting's officially in front of us. What else in your presentation did you
That want? Is the last item that we're working on before we go live with eBoardroom.
Okay. Do we have a time frame on dealing with these particular issues or everything that we might look to doing?
As Mr. Pappas said at the beginning, we're hoping to have all issues or enhancements in place to go live after April recess.
Okay. So any council members have any questions to Mr. Pappas? Thank him so much for joining us virtually. And anyone have any other questions related to eBoardroom from the public or from staff, either our AIM department, our clerk's office, our... Okay, Mr. Howard.
Thank you, Ben.
Oh, I got to turn you on. I got you on.
Thank you.
I don't know. Tap your mic. It says green is off. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. All right. They're just thanking us for our consideration. Anything else? All right. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to implementing this.
Thank you, Council.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So now we're ready to move to our items that are on the agenda. I have officially called the meeting to order. We're now, I've introduced the members. We have a quorum. Without objection, we will adopt the agenda. Without objection from the committee, we'll approve the minutes. We will adopt the full council agenda subject to one amendment, and that amendment is, and will be taken care of, that on page 6, item number 9 on the consent agenda belonged on the finance committee agenda. That was a mistake that it was put on consent and will be corrected. So I'll entertain a motion as amended for the full council agenda.
So moved.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, hearing none, is approved. We'll now open for public comment pertaining to items on the agenda. 2 minutes. Mr. Howard.
Thank you, Madam. Have they restored?
Okay. Before you go, Mr. Howard, there is a walk-in paper. I forgot about that. That's okay. Being passed out, and without objection from can I get a? I'll make a motion to reconsider the agenda. If no objection to reconsider member agenda, all those in favor of reconsideration say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, the agenda is reconsidered, and to add this paper to the agenda. Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, hearing none. We've added one item, and we'll pass it out to the public as well, Theo.
Okay.
All right. So we have the agenda with one item. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, hearing none, is approved as amended. Mr. Howard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ben Howard, Senior Advocate. On page 2 of our agenda here, item I-4, how does it look for the passage of I-4? There's been some previous discussion on this. Let me just ask you, what objections have been raised to that?
Mr. Howard, what I'm going to recommend to the to this committee is to hold the paper.
Okay.
It seems that behavior has changed since the issue has been brought up, so it may not be a need for the paper. So we're just going to monitor behavior and leave it as
Okay.
Because people are doing that correctly.
All right. Well, good.
It has been reported to me.
So it served the purpose, the introduction. Yeah, I appreciate mm-hmm. that. Thank you. So on J5, mm-hmm. Why is that being held? It says held for additional information.
Okay, we had a work session, and you can hold the clock when I'm talking back to Mr. High.
Could you explain to the public what that is?
Item number 5 is related to posting all of the council financial transactions online. There's also a companion paper that will do it citywide. we had a work session. And what was expressed at that work session is that there wasn't enough people from the public that spoke on it as to whether they were interested in it, et cetera. Myself and Ms. Norwood were the lead people on that legislation. So what we are doing, and we've preliminary talked and we're going to be following up, is we're going to get together a public information campaign. Okay. So that we will address that concern that came up at the work session and make sure that we get around to APAB, the MPUs, et cetera, to see how the public feels about it and whether they support it, and then have a subsequent work session in conjunction with finance executive before we move forward.
That's dynamic.
And that will be coming up. We'll be doing that shortly.
That's dynamic. Thank you very
much. So we're holding it for further
Public input. Appreciate mm-hmm. that. Okay, the third item, and then I have one comment after this one. It's K1. It's a requested item, and the ethics officer was supposed to start making quarterly reports to you last month.
Okay, what we determined, I have not followed back up with her. She was at a conference. She's not... The ethics officer, I think, has taken a position that she works for the ethics board, which is fine. I do think that, you know, when there are items of import, I just haven't had a chance to follow back up with her. I'm sorry, I've just been busy.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make sure that she understood that she could come to the committee on council, sort of give us updates if there are advisory opinions or changes that they're considering that we should know about. Just want to make sure we have the open line of communication. So I've pretty much nixed the quarterly report thing, but would ask her, and I just need to follow up with her, just to come by as needed, as she feels needed, to remind us of reporting deadlines or whatever information she feel like we need to know. Mr. Bond?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Excuse me, Mr. Howard.
Yes.
But doesn't the auditor work for the audit board, and yet they still make reports to committee?
Yes, and I just haven't had a chance to really discuss this with her, just because I believe that that's what I was told, is that was one of the pushbacks of making these quarterly reports. But I do think that it is under the purview of this committee. And to that extent, whether she's appointed by the board or not, she could still, as the administration does or anyone else, give us reports as necessary. So I just haven't had a chance to follow back up with her. I don't know if it'll be a standard quarterly report, but every once in a while I think there should be something she can impart on us.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with you, Madam Chair. I think that the chief person in our government who is required to hold people accountable, obviously themselves, be accountable. And I don't think that a quarterly report, such in the way that our city auditor, who also is hired and reports to an independent board, makes those same reports to the finance committee, I don't think it's asking too much to ask our ethics officer to come down the hallway and make a report to the public on a quarterly basis.
I don't either. I will follow back up with her. Like I said, when we made this request, I was given sort of a response, and she was at a conference, and we just haven't had a chance to talk to see what her unreadiness is. But I will follow up on that, Mr. Howard.
I appreciate that intervention. Now, the ethics officer brought up a relationship between the officer and the board. Does the ethics board have any obligation to report to any entity of the city, legislative, judicial, or
nothing
executive?
I know of.
Wow.
So we'll look into that.
All right. Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. When I come back for public comment, I want to talk about Rule 9 of the council rules and it has to do with quarterly reports. We'll do that at the end of the okay, 9-1-E, yeah, at the end, but I just want you to get that maybe up on the screen if you could. Thank you.
Okay, so let's deal with the items on the agenda. We've already had the presentation from the e-board room, and then I have a few items just to bring to the committee's attention. The first is 15C-5106, a communication from Justin Giveney of Invest Atlanta, submitting the Mechanicsville Civic Association appointment of Mr. O.C. Fulford to serve as a member of the Stadium Neighborhoods Tax Allocation District TAD Advisory Committee. This appointment is for a term of 1 year, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. Item number two is 15C-5146, a communication from Kathy Richards, President, Atlanta Planning Advisory Board, APAP, to Municipal Clerk Rhonda Dolphin Johnson, submitting the appointment of Ms. Octavia Vogel to serve as a member of the Atlanta Beltline Tax Allocation District TAD Advisory Committee. This appointment is for a term of 2 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. And item number three is 16C-5020, a communication from Justin Giveney of Invest Atlanta, submitting the Neighborhood Planning Unit W appointment of Mr. Jonathan Barheit to the East Side Tax Allocation District TAD Advisory Committee. This appointment is for a term of 2 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. All have received favorable recommendations from Community Development Human Resources. I'll entertain a motion. Motions to approve. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, they are approved. Aye. Resolution 16R3189, a resolution by Councilmember Felicia Moore declaring that no council member shall sign the blue back affixed to legislation in any of the council standing committees unless they were physically present and cast a vote on that legislation during a committee meeting and for other purposes. And as I discussed earlier, I would make a motion to hold. Any objection to the motion to hold? Seeing no objection, that paper will be held. And the papers that are held, as I discussed earlier, would remain held. We do have an item that we have added to the agenda. It's a resolution by Committee of Council appointing blank to serve on the Atlanta Beltline Incorporated Board of Directors as the Atlanta City Council's Community Engagement Representative. This appointment is for a term of 4 years, scheduled to begin upon adoption of this resolution and for other purposes. Whereas a vacancy exists on the Board of Directors of the Atlanta Beltline Incorporated, which must be filled by the Atlanta City Council, and whereas on February 18, 2016, the Chair of Committee on Council notified all council members of said vacancy, and whereas pursuant to City Code Section 2-1852, sub 2, sub B, sub I, when a vacancy but more than one nominee exists, the municipal clerk or deputy clerk shall issue a paper ballot which contains the name of all nominees for said vacant positions to all council members present at said meeting. We need another E in the meeting. Whereas blank is hereby recommended by full council for appointment to the Board of Directors of the Atlanta Beltline with an E, Inc., as Community Engagement Representative for a term of 4 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. Therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Atlanta, Georgia, that blank is hereby appointed as a full council appointee to the Board of Directors of Atlanta Beltline for a term of 4 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council date of approval of this resolution. You have attached the resume of Ayana Gabriel. This person, no one submitted by the deadline that we had, but three council people recommended this person as from the recommendation.
Madam Chair, there are actually three individuals from the attachment. Three individuals were provided.
Would you get the mic a little closer, sir?
Sorry. There were three individuals whose names were submitted by the Atlanta Beltline to the council to choose Ms. Gabriel, Michael J. Davis, as well as Daryl E. LeSure. And the code recommends that a ballot be provided at the next council meeting for all council members to choose an individual. Thus far, upon your email that you sent to all the council members, we did receive 3 responses back from council members, and all of those recommended Ms. Gabriel be appointed.
Okay, that's kind of a little bit, maybe we missed the detail when you told me earlier. I thought you were saying that 3 people recommended the same person. You're saying
that's
that.
Correct.
Okay, so 3 council members recommended the same person. And so we are submitting this because at least we had 3 members recommending from the list that we were given from the Beltline. And so what we will do is vote on this, whether the committee can first vote if we want to add this name. And are you saying that we need to have a ballot with all 3 names?
Correct. I spoke with the deputy.
Okay. So then do we have resumes for all 3?
Correct. They're all included in the attachment.
Oh, okay. I'm just looking at one. So one of them is Ms. Gabriel that I talked about. The other is Michael Davis. And the final one is Daryl LeJour. So we will have a ballot, and we will move this forward without recommendation to council on these 3 names. And the clerk's office will develop a ballot, and we will vote at the council meeting. So is there a motion to move forward without recommendation? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, it is moved forward without recommendation on those 3 names. Mr. Howard?
Thank you. Madam Chair, how does it come to be that the city council does not initiate the list? Why are you subject only to the list of names that are given to you by a subordinate entity?
We are not.
Okay.
The council was given its opportunity to submit its own name.
Okay.
Out of that request, no council member made submissions. So we then turned to the board itself because they want to get it filled.
Sure.
And they said, well, if you don't know of anybody, here are 3 people that we think would be good.
Okay.
And so then the council considered from that list of eligible people.
Appreciate that. Thank
All right.
You.
So that is moving forward. I think I moved that motion without recommendation from the council, and we'll deal with that in the ballot. A couple other things. Evaluations, we are moving forward with that. You will get another package in your chair, and we hope to have that wrapped up and back by when? March 21st, and we'll remind you constantly. And then after that meeting, the meeting after that, I assume it'll probably be after recess at the rate we're going, and the committee on council meeting following that, we'll have an executive session where we can go over with the full council or anyone else who wants to participate those evaluations so we can wrap that up. The other thing is we've had quite a vigorous discussion, and this committee will be taking the lead related to the elections. There were several problems at the polling places with the elections, and the clerk's office, I'm going to be working with them. Out of the chair's meeting today, we're going to try to schedule sort of an internal work session to make sure we pull together all of the complaints. If you have some, please make sure you share them with Mr. Webb, and then that will be followed by submitting that to the Fulton County Board of Elections, giving them some time to respond, and coming back and having a fully work session with the staff and the board members to address directly some of these issues. The biggest concerns that we have to get on top of this, is we have an election in May and we have one in November. Considering taking the temperature of the national interest in this presidential election, not only do we need to fix the current problems, but we need to make sure that they're fully and adequately prepared for a potential large turnout of voters in these upcoming elections. So that is something else that we will be addressing. I also have I will make sure that I follow back up with Ms. Hickston. Is there anything we also have other committee I didn't bring my notebook. We also have other committee goals, and so at the next meeting, I'd like to lay out how we move forward on some of those other ones. One of them in particular, I know, Mr. Vaughn, you're interested in, is working on reviewing the committee the committees and making sure they have the right purview or any changes that we may want to have. So I want to make sure we do that so that we can get enough information and recommendations together. So perhaps by the time we have our next retreat, we'll have something to present from the Committee on Council to the retreat, and we can have a full discussion with the full council. So that's my goal. Anything else for the good of the order? All right, Mr. Howard, are you done for the day, or you got something else?
After these three items, I will be done, Madam Chair. Thank you. Following up on the meeting about elections, at each polling place, there is supposed to be, at least Fulton County Elections has made a provision for there to be something called something like a comment card. That's not the name they use, but the voters can fill out a comment card, and that comment card is taken along with the polling materials down to the main office. What they do, I will say this. I think with this new person who's in charge that those cards are being looked at. You may want to try to have access to those cards when you're considering what should take place next time. Okay, I think you got that. Thank you.
Did you hear that, Theo? I don't see Mr. Webb in here, but if we can make sure we communicate, because I don't want to forget, communicate to him to see if we can have access to the comment cards from the voter polls, because there may be things that are out there, thank you, Mr. Howard, that we didn't know about.
Didn't hear about, yes. Thank you. Bases, who reports to whom, which board reports to which committee? We're working on that, right? Which board, authority, commission, et cetera?
Well, I mean, I think there's some general sense of what boards report to what committees based on what committees approve the person goes to. For instance, we just had tax allocation districts. Yeah. We know that that's under the purview of community development because those appointees go to community development committee.
Okay, so I
don't think that's the issue. The issue, and it's not a big issue, but we're looking at want to look at the committees, making sure that all of that is updated. We do it every once in a while, make sure that whatever issues that are out there are under the correct purview. And there may be some considerations. I know Mr. Bond has some considerations about changing the structure of the committee, et cetera. So those things we want to discuss. And then I don't think we'll come up with one solution. We may have a list of recommendations. And then I'm hoping that we can, at a retreat, go through there and say, well, look, council, these are the thoughts that came out of the Committee on Council in terms of the changes. What do you think? And then that'll result in some legislation.
Beautiful. Thank you. Last item, and I think this is related to committee structure. The rules of council, Rule 9, Section 9.1E, says in essence that each standing committee will have departments under their purview report to them quarterly.
And so that pretty much happens.
How many departments multiply?
So, for instance, City Utilities Committee, I know that the Public Works Department, Watershed Management,
make quarterly reports.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I know at Finance, we get quarterly reports from the Finance Department. Yeah.
Okay, well, there was a comment made at a particular committee that some departments report annually, but I just want to make it clear that.
And usually, I can't say that every committee and every department does it quarterly, but well, I do know that there are several.
And therein lies the rub, because that's the law.
Okay. Well, I mean, if the committees are not doing it, I don't know.
Okay.
So we'll have to, we can look at that.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we are adjourned. To the legislation?
It's attached to it in the...
I'm trying to find it.
Back. It's in the back. It's
online.